Welcome to the deep dive. Today we're digging into something that's just fundamental to our daily lives, but maybe we don't think about it much, the power grid.
Right, that intricate network that keeps everything running.
Exactly. And specifically, we're looking at how some pretty advanced tech, like NUEPS and WOMPAC, are changing the game for transmission system operators. You know, the TSOs like EnergyNet over in Denmark, how they manage that huge electricity network.
It's a fascinating area because the grid has to evolve. It's not really optional anymore.
Okay, so let's unpack this. Our goal today really is to give you a kind of shortcut to understand the benefits, the really crucial benefits these systems bring. Some might even surprise you.
Yeah, moving beyond just the technical bits to the bigger picture.
We want you to get that insider view on the invisible stuff that, well, keeps the lights on and the economy going. We've looked through quite a bit of material insights from SIGRA, Horizon Europe, plus a detailed document we're calling Full Text T01.
Good stuff in there. Lots to chew on.
Definitely. And we'll cover it all, operational benefits, the tech side, strategy, even policy connections. It's not just jargon. It's about understanding how we ensure energy stability, you know, for the future.
And what's really interesting here is just how urgent this modernization push is. The energy landscape is shifting so fast. More renewables, different demand patterns. It's getting complex.
Right.
And the TSO, like EnergyNet, they're right in the middle of it all. They manage the high voltage transmission lines. Think of them as the power superhighways.
Guardians of the grid, kinda.
Pretty much. Their efficiency, their resilience, it's vital for everyone. Big industry, small homes, all of us.
So these systems, NUEPS and WOMPAC, they're not just small upgrades then.
No, not at all. They're fundamental shifts in how you manage these incredibly complex networks. It's about securing our energy future, really, making it sustainable.
Absolutely. Keeping things reliable, sustainable, and building a grid that can actually handle what's coming next. But maybe before we get into all the amazing benefits, we should clarify these terms. NUEPS, WOMPAC. They sound pretty technical. What are they, in plain English, for you listening?
Good idea. Let's start with WOMPAC. That stands for Wide Area Monitoring, Protection, and Control.
Okay, wide area.
Yeah, the wide area part is key. It's a sophisticated system, all interconnected. It gives TSOs this incredible view and control, but across huge sections of the grid at once, not just looking at one substation here, another there.
Ah, so it's like zooming out, seeing the bigger picture in real time.
Exactly. Imagine going from, I don't know, a few separate security cameras to one central smart system watching the whole city, and it can predict things too.
Okay, I get that. And NUEPS.
NUEPS, New Energy Wide Area Protection System, that's more like a specific project or system designed to use those WOMPAC capabilities,
Right.
put them into action.
Got it. So WOMPAC is the approach, NUEPS is maybe an implementation of it.
Sort of, yeah. The main goal for both is better monitoring, protection, and control across these wide areas.
And why is that so critical now?
Well, the old grid was built for predictable power, usually from big central plants.
Yeah.
But now we've got wind, solar, they're spread out, they fluctuate.
Right, they're intermittent.
Exactly. So you need like eyes and hands across the whole system that can react almost instantly to keep everything balanced, to stop problems from spreading.
That makes total sense. It's like upgrading the car dashboard, but the car can also sort of correct itself now. Okay, so let's start with the operational side, day-to-day stuff. How do these systems actually improve how a TSO like EnergyNet runs the grid?
Operationally, it's a huge leap. First off, much, much better real-time awareness of what's happening on the grid.
Cool.
Operators aren't waiting for alarms to go off after something's already happened. They get immediate high-def data on voltage, current, frequency,
Yeah.
and crucially, these things called phase angles across the whole area.
Phase angles. Remind us quickly.
Sure, think of AC power flowing like waves. Phase angles measure the timing difference between those waves in different parts of the grid. If they get out of sync, even a tiny bit, it can cause big problems,
Yeah.
like an orchestra playing out of time. WOMPAC lets operators see those tiny shifts happening.
Ah, okay. So they see problems before they become problems.
Precisely, which means a much faster, more efficient response if there is a disturbance or a fault. For instance, EnergyNet might see tiny load fluctuations on a line way out in Jutland. And predictive algorithms crunching millions of data points might say, hey, potential overload in 30 minutes.
Wow.
Before, they might only know after it tripped, leading to a scramble.
So less scrambling, more predicting.
Yes. And that means better grid stability overall. For you, the listener, that means fewer disruptions, more reliable power. And for the TSO, better data for quick, smart decisions. It helps prevent blackouts. It's moving from reactive firefighting to proactive management.
That's a great way to put it. Proactive management versus reactive firefighting. Definitely sounds smoother, almost like the grid starts to heal itself in a way. But there must be some serious technology making that happen, right? What are the technical improvements actually driving this?
Oh, absolutely. The tech is key. We're talking about a new generation of smart grid stuff. Especially phaser measurement units, PMUs.
PMUs, okay.
Yeah, unlike older systems, maybe SCADA, which might sample data every few seconds. PMUs grab synchronized data maybe 30, even 60 times a second.
Whoa, that's a lot faster.
It is. And yeah. Crucially, it's synchronized across the whole wide area. So you get this incredibly detailed picture of grid dynamics. You can spot subtle things like oscillations building up between different regions, things that could cause instability if you don't catch them.
So it's not just more data, it's smarter, synchronized data.
Exactly. And that high-quality data feeds into much more precise control systems. Operators can make tiny adjustments to power flow, damp down those oscillations, stop equipment getting overloaded, all in real time. And it helps different parts of the grid talk to each other better. Better system integration, higher speeds.
Which helps handle complexity, like all the renewables coming online.
Precisely. Handling that intermittent power sources, you can't just switch on demand like a traditional plant. That's a huge technical challenge. Wompak helps manage that variability.
Right.
So yeah, all these technical upgrades make the whole system more robust, more resilient against, you know, storms, equipment failures, whatever stresses come along.
Okay, so it's like the car not only has a better dashboard, but it's actively making micro adjustments to the steering and engine based on real-time road conditions.
That's a pretty good analogy, yeah.
Better data, smarter controls, better integration. It really does sound like future-proofing. So thinking more long-term now strategically, how do NewIPS and Wompak set up a TSO like EnergyNet for the future? What does this mean down the road?
Strategically, the benefits are massive,
really
forward-looking. One of the biggest is integrating renewables.
Right, we touched on that.
Yeah. As we shift from big fossil fuel plants to lots of smaller variable sources like wind and solar, the grid needs much smarter management. These systems give TSOs the tools to balance everything effectively.
So they can handle more wind and solar power safely.
Exactly. By watching grid stability so closely, EnergyNet can allow more wind power onto the system without risking blackouts. It means less curtailment.
Curtailment. That's when they have to shut down wind turbines, even when it's windy.
Yeah, because the grid just can't take any more power at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Wompak helps reduce that waste, which directly helps hit climate targets, of course.
Okay, that's huge. What else strategically?
Grid security is another big one. Against all sorts of threats, physical, cyber, even extreme weather.
Mm.
Better monitoring, faster control infrastructure helps protect critical infrastructure and respond way quicker if something does happen.
Yeah.
And beyond that, it actually fuels innovation. It opens the door for new ways of operating, new technologies.
Like what?
Oh, things like virtual power plants, maybe, or more sophisticated ways for consumers to manage their energy use, demand-side management. So these systems really help TSOs adapt to face future challenges, grab opportunities. It aligns perfectly with goals for sustainability, resilience, decarbonization.
So it's building a smarter, more adaptable, more secure grid for whatever comes next, while helping us go green. That leads perfectly into the last area policy. How does all this tech fit into the bigger picture of regulations and energy policies?
Yeah, that's an important connection, how technology and policy push each other forward. From a policy view, NewIPS and Wompak are, well, they're crucial for meeting tougher reliability rules.
Ah, the regulators demanding better performance.
Exactly. Yep. Across Europe, regulators want higher uptime, fewer outages. These systems are a direct way TSOs can achieve those targets. They stop problems escalating.
Makes sense.
And as we said, they're massive enablers for climate policy. By making it easier, safer to integrate more renewables, they're practical tools for hitting climate goals, you know, helping countries meet commitments like the Paris Agreement.
So it's technology directly supporting climate action.
Definitely. And there's another angle, too. Drawing on the kind of things Horizon Europe or SEGRA focus on international collaboration.
How so?
Well, a stronger, smarter grid in one country actually strengthens the whole interconnected region, like the Nordic grid, for example. It boosts energy security across borders, makes cooperation easier, sharing power reliably, especially renewable power when one country has a surplus.
Ah, so it helps build a more stable, integrated European energy market, too.
Precisely. That's a key policy aim for energy independence and stability.
Wow. Okay, so it really ripples outwards, doesn't it? From the control room operations through the tech the long-term strategy, right out to national climate goals and even international energy cooperation.
It really does. It shows how interconnected it all is.
Yeah. It's fascinating how one set of technical upgrades can have such wide-ranging impacts. So we've just taken a pretty deep dive, looking at the operational, technical, strategic, and policy benefits of systems like NUEPS and WOMPAC for TSOs like Energinet. From giving operators that real-time view using clever PMU data, making the grid more resilient, to enabling much more renewable energy and supporting climate and security policies, hopefully you now have a clearer picture of this complex but really vital infrastructure we all depend on. Thanks for joining us on this exploration of grid modernization.
And maybe just one final thought to leave you with.
Right.
If we connect this to the really big picture, this constant evolution, systems like NUEPS and WOMPAC, it's not just about electricity, is it? It's fundamental to the resilience of our societies, our economic future, our sustainable path forward. It's kind of a quiet revolution happening in managing this critical resource.
So understanding a bit about these systems, it gives you a powerful lens, really. A way to look at future energy discussions, new innovations, and see how technology, policy, and our daily lives were all tangled up together in building that more reliable, sustainable energy future.